There aren't too many places that are easy to go on tour these days in international rugby, but South Africa is probably one of the toughest. Is there anything in particular you're expecting out there, or anything you're really looking forward to?
Number one is the challenge. I mean, the challenge of taking 42 players away, 30 management, you know, is a significant one from my point of view, given the fact that I only got the job 4 weeks ago. So a bit of planning and so on and so forth. But, you know, I'm particularly looking forward to testing our best players against their best players. And this England team needs to benchmark ourselves against the likes of South Africa, and we need to expose ourselves to pressure and see how we adapt to the pressure. And that will build in us, I think, a toughness and a sense of team toughness that we'll need further down the line. So I'm not going to make any predictions. I'm 100% confident we'll be competitive. But equally, you know, the British Lions showed 3 years ago that, you know, we're the best players in the whole of Great Britain. We find it challenging, so it's going to be tough, no doubt about it.
Well, you mentioned there that it's only 4 weeks ago you were given the job full-time as opposed to the interim position you held through the Six Nations. Do you think you did enough in that time to get rid of some of the doubters?
I think there'll always be doubters. I think by the very nature of, you know, media and perception is that people will undoubtedly be sceptical or have doubts. And, you know, I think a lot of people have those doubts for me personally and before I got the interim job on during the Six Nations. But all you can do is control the controllables, and I invest all my time in being the best coach I can be, helping create the best environment and making sure the players buy into that. And ultimately, that's all you can do. You can't control perception. And hopefully people can see that we've got three things that are sort of at the heart of everything we're doing. Playing with pride, playing with that sense of belonging to the team and representing the country. There's a vision for the future. So that there's a plan going forward right the way through to 2015, and people can see clearly that we're investing in a group of players that we believe will take us forward to that point. And that there's a no-fear environment while playing for England, and that people enjoy it, players enjoy it, and when they come to work, you know, they're excited about being there.